Welcome to PS Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. I'm joined today by two PSP associate editors and one former editor in training, associate editors Dr. Ping Zhao, Senior Program Officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, associate editor Dr. Raja Desikan, Director at GSK, and former editor in training Jane Knokel, Assistant Professor at Copenhagen University. It is great to see you as always, and I appreciate your time today. In November, PSP published a themed issue focusing on pediatric rare diseases. Jane, I believe you championed this theme during an annual strategy meeting. What makes this topic timely?
It's a really timely topic in several ways. First, this area is gaining increasing attention across the field, and rightly so. But as Michelle Werner emphasized in her State of the Art lecture at the last ASCPT annual meeting, we're past the point of paying attention. Now it's a time for taking action. This special issue highlights exactly that. It shows how MIDD is actively transforming pediatric rare disease drug development, not just in theory, but in real practice. And it also reflects ASCPT's broader commitment to serving all patients. What I specifically love is how it builds on the story we've been telling. The previous special issue focused on pregnancy and lactation, and now we're extending that continuum to the pediatric population. It's a beautiful example of how CPT-PSP plays a role to serve all these patient groups and brings value to them through science, modeling, and clinical insight.
Thanks, Jane. All of you have different research specialties, and you're also coming to this issue from not only different career stages, but different backgrounds and geographical locations. What paper stands out to you? And I'll just go around and ask you each this question. Ping, why don't we start with you?
Thank you, Elena. In my work supporting global health product development, there is a constant interest in using model-informed drug development, or MIDD, to streamline clinical programs. So collaboration with Jane Rajat and the other guest editors on this pediatric rare disease issue broaden my perspective greatly on what is possible. Among the case studies being collected, the population PK analysis of selpercatinib by Liu et al. Stands out. The analysis supported dose optimization for pediatric patients with RET-altered cancer. This one exemplifies how a regulatory grade MIDD can be distilled into a peer-reviewed publication, illustrating adult pediatric integration, exposure matching, and simulation-supported dosing in a way that directly guides both regulators and developers.
Thanks, Ping.
Raja, over to you.
Thank you, Elena and Ping. In my work, I support model-informed drug development, termed as MIDD, in pharma, focusing on a branch of mechanistic modeling called quantitative systems pharmacology, or QSP. This is really a biological network-based perspective on how therapeutics targeting various mechanistic pathways can fundamentally alter disease progression. And this mechanistic understanding, coupled with drug pharmacology, is a fundamental de-risking factor for drug development because it allows for potentially differentiated therapies with a balanced safety-efficacy profile, and also allows for precision medicine strategies, hitting the right drugs at the right dose in the right patients at the right time. Pediatric rare diseases without complex mechanisms, novel drug modalities like gene therapies, and niche patient populations are, in my opinion, particularly ripe for deployment of MIDD-QSP to accelerate development of therapies. However, QSP model development is labor-intensive, often requires months to years, which is further exacerbated in the context of PRD with their sparse data sets and epistemic gaps. Therefore, I was particularly enthusiastic about the QSP co-pilot paper, which using an agentic AI-based methodology automated one of the time-consuming steps in QSP model development, knowledge synthesis, and the development of a draft QSP model, which can then be iterated upon. The authors showcase this capability for two rare diseases, blood coagulation and Gaucher's disease, with high accuracy for mechanism extraction from published literature. This, in my opinion, could be a game changer if the accuracy and efficacy gains could be scaled across.
Thanks, Rajat. And this was just for my own education, but what is Gaucher's disease?
It's a rare genetic disorder associated with lipid metabolism, which leads to buildup of fatty deposits in all sorts of organs like liver, bone marrow, and this can lead to dysfunction of these organs, as well as systemic issues such as fatigue, bone pain, and a whole bunch of stuff, including, you know, potential reduction in quality of life and lifespan itself.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I just never heard of it. And not that, you know, I feel like having worked in this field long enough, I've heard of most things at this point. At least I've read it somewhere, but that one is a completely new one for me. So,
yeah. Value of the theme this year, Alana. I didn't know about this until I worked on this theme this year either.
See, the more you know.
Yeah, that's
right. Excellent. Well, thank you for that excellent answer. Jane, how about you?
Thanks, Elena. I just started a new position at the University of Copenhagen as assistant professor, working within the newly established data center. The mission there is something I'm really excited about, training the next generation of pharmacists and pharmacologists to be fluent in both data and drug. It aligns perfectly with my own path, starting out in mathematics and eventually moving into clinical pharmacology. That mix of disciplines is also what fuels my interest in bringing more advanced computational approaches into drug development. I'm especially passionate about how AI and machine learning can streamline workflows, shorten development timelines, and ultimately help expand global access to medicines. And that brings me to a broader point. On a global level, Imai and colleagues highlight the persistent inequalities in access to rare disease treatment in our special issue. About 70% of drugs approved by the FDA and EMA between 2016 and 2020 still aren't available in Japan. And many low-income countries don't have orphan drug policies at all. The authors suggest that combining MIDD with AI and machine learning could help change that. By supporting cross-regional trial bridging, improving regulatory success rate, and accelerating worldwide availability, they outlined a full continuum of tools from QSP in preclinical work to PPPK and PKPD modeling in the clinic and MBMA in the post-marketing phase. It's a clear example of how computational methods can move MIDD from innovation to real-world implementation.
Thanks, Jane. There's a tutorial titled A Model-Informed Clinical Trial Simulation Tool with a Graphical User Interface for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy. In recent years, PSP has been particularly focused on providing the clinical pharmacology and translational science field with tutorials. Raja, tell me about this one.
Thank you, Elena. I think the tutorials are a particularly valuable resource for the MIDD community because they focus on the how, along with the why and what. And therefore, these are almost sort of MIDD recipes for particular fields, which can be valuable, especially for early career scientists or someone new to the field. In the paper you refer to, Alina, the authors developed a simulation interface for Duchenne muscular dystrophy to simulate clinical trial scenarios before execution. This has analogous advantages as weather forecasting. We would want to carry an umbrella if we know that the forecast is just rain tomorrow. Although the forecasts are not always 100% accurate. Advanced predictive capabilities, such as the one outlined in this tutorial, can link functional outcomes to imaging biomarkers, allowing us to potentially weed out ineffective therapies and clinical trial designs, which is really important for heterogeneous diseases such as DMD.
Thanks, Rajat. I love the comparison to weather predictions. So along with Jiwei Zhao, Zhao Abrantes, and Lutz Harnisch, you all co-wrote the editorial for this issue, and there are also two perspective pieces included in the issue. Tell me about the role opinion pieces, if you will, play in scientific publication, and what are you trying to convey within the editorial? Ping?
Yeah, thank you, Elena. The PSP editorials frame the scientific moment and synthesize emerging evidence. The editors also use the opinion mechanism to offer expert perspective on why a topic matters now and how the field should evolve. For example, specific for this particular issue, we used the opportunity to articulate repeatable playbook to streamline pediatric rare disease drug development program, including using model to match exposure, using natural history data, and linking biomarker to outcomes. And these are not very commonly broadly applied in regular drug development. So this is actually a moment we can call out the routine use of a model-informed drug development approach, not only just for developing products for rare diseases, but also how we can use the same mechanism to further streamline the regular product development. Also, it gives us opportunity to highlight the roles of all of the MIDD approaches, including quantitative system pharmacology or QSP and model-based meta-analyses. Also, the role of AI and machine learning was also highlighted in this opinion.
Thanks, Ping. I like that idea of referring to it almost as a playbook, you know, like a list that you could pull out when you're running one of these studies. So I want to thank you all so much for your time. I know we're all excited for this issue, and we hope readers enjoy reading it as much as we did putting it together. Does PSP have any other themed issues on the horizon, Raja?
Themed issues are a great way for us to focus our work and our opinions as an MIDD expert community. What is valuable are the diversity of case studies, examples, and expert opinions that we have the opportunity to collect within a single convenient issue that allows us to zoom out and focus on the big picture of a disease area from an MIDD perspective. For this reason, I believe PSP will continue to prioritize themed issues, and we have a few in the oven that I'm really excited about, particularly on pharmacology in the age of AI. However, I also want to draw the reader's attention to previous themed issues, the recent one on pregnancy and lactation as an example, which is a lovely store of knowledge on a specialized area. Please go check it out.
Thanks, Rajat. So again, thank you so much for your time and expertise, not just today, but on this issue. Are there any last thoughts you'd like to share before we close?
Thanks, Elena. Just some final thoughts from me. Taken together, the contributions in this issue really highlight how empirical, mechanistic modeling, artificial intelligence, and regulatory science are coming together. This convergence is forming the backbone of the next generation of model-informed drug development. We're seeing everything from virtual patient cohorts and hybrid digital twins to AI-enhanced QSP frameworks. And these aren't just exciting concepts. They're genuinely reshaping how we understand biology, how we design clinical trials, and how we expand access to therapies. That impact is especially important in pediatric rare diseases, where traditional statistical or empirical methods are simply not enough. Thank you.
This is definitely a very rewarding experience for me because rare disease, especially pediatric rare diseases, is not an area that I'm an expert in. I believe the methodologies being employed by all these authors are quite generalizable. Organizing this issue allowed me to kind of broaden my knowledge and really appreciated how fast the so-called innovative drug development has been applied in this particular therapeutic area, but also shed the lights for other, you know, more general product development. The editors are very collaborative, and it was a very wonderful experience. Rajat.
Thank you. Rare diseases are also close to my heart because fewer than 5% of diseases have any approved therapy at all. So this is an area of high unmet need. Our hope with this special issue was that we could collate model-informed drug development approaches, which we think are key towards accelerating therapeutic development in this area, and our opportunity to reach out to as many patients as possible, as quickly as possible. And we hope that the collection of examples, opinions, and state-of-the-art reviews that we have in the special issues will help guide and galvanize the field towards more rapid deployment of these approaches, which should hopefully result in accelerated drug development and relief to patients. And I would like to echo Ping that working on this was a wonderful opportunity. We learned a lot, and this made us optimistic about all the key inflection points which we can positively impact with MIDD in this therapeutic area.
Excellent. Thank you. And it's great to see you again, as always. And we really do appreciate your contributions to this exciting special issue. Thank you for listening to PS Pod. You can find a link to the full issue in the description of this episode. While you're here, be sure to check out past episodes and remember to visit ascbt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.